Ladies and gentlemen, First Lady Melania Trump.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people have asked me what made me fall in love with Donald, and you would be surprised. It was not the money. When someone like me marries someone like he, some people wonder why I was wild. It was not the amount in this huge bank account, though they certainly are well endowed. He's got something that's right when we turn out the lights. That's when Donald shows me his charms, and then my heart sings at those small things, at the end of his arms. I want a man with a small hand. Don't want somebody else to be my spouse. Don't like those guys who's always toting some hams, like those big hands you see on Mickey Mouse. I want a guy who has his own brand, a guy who wasn't dealt a full hand. My big love, wearing kids' gloves. Let's run this country with a small hand. Now the country has a big wig, and you should know that he cannot start a war, because the nuclear button's too big. And when you're with a man with a small hand, it makes you look like you have big cans.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps July 4th edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. Now, give it up bigly for your president, Donald J. Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, I love this crowd. There's so many people in this crowd. Fake news would not tell you that there are so many people in this crowd. It's been nothing but success for me. As you know, I got us out of that nasty Paris Climate Accord. You're welcome. So the next time you're not eaten by a polar bear because they don't exist anymore, you can thank me. Also, if you've been watching the latest episodes of The Presidency, I had to fire James Comey. James Comey's a grandstander. He's a show-off, not an honest person. I had to fire James Comey. In all those hearings, he was talking about how he was uncomfortable being left alone in a room with me. This wasn't surprising. I've heard this many times before, mostly from beauty pageant contestants. I suppose I have to acknowledge the allegations about Russia. I don't know anything about Russia. I didn't even know what Russia was. These are wrong allegations. It's sad, okay? I don't have any intelligence. On Russia. And if I know anything as the star of a former, you know, super awesome, mega successful reality TV show, it's that Americans don't care about intelligence. One of my top priorities has been fixing healthcare. Obamacare, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. It's exploding. Well, it's imploding. It's exploding and it's imploding at the same time. It's so bad. We tried to replace it. Our first attempt didn't work out so well. Our do-nothing Congress, mostly the Democrats. It reminds me of an old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't drown it if it doesn't vote for your bill. That's totally a saying. Many people say that saying all the time. But we're going to try again very soon. I haven't read the new bill, but it's terrific. It's terrific. It's fantastic. It's mean, but it's terrific. It's really, truly exceptional. Now, ladies and gentlemen, people think that I need to act more, what's the word, presidential. So right here on this Capitol Steps radio show, I have channeled the ghost of a very famous president. Now, believe me, nobody channels ghosts better than I do, especially ghost presidents.
Is that you, Donald Trump?
President Reagan, if you come back to congratulate me on being so fantastic, being such an incredible president.
No, you knucklehead. It's me, Dick Nixon.
Oh. Are you sure Reagan's not back there somewhere? No offense, President Nixon, but people who are making the comparisons between me and you are wrong. They're wrong. I am not a crook.
Are you kidding? You and I have quite a bit in common. For example, I had problems with Kissinger. You've had problems.
With grabbing her. When you're a star, they let you do it.
And I was worried about carpet bombing.
And I was worried about carpet burns. But look, I still don't get it. Okay, we're totally different. Didn't you get in trouble for using Agent Orange?
Donald, I just assume that's what you use on your face. My bad.
Look, Dick, now that I've got you, I do need to ask you. You were very famous for recording your conversations. It's very smart. It's very fantastic. Now, why did you erase those 18 minutes?
Hey, you fired James Comey. You may remember, I fired Archibald Cox. And this is a little-known fact. But when I realized I'd better erase those minutes when Archibald said, Lordy, I hope there are tapes. I really meant to erase all of the tapes, but back then it took longer. The eraser kept breaking off the end of my pencil.
Okay, well, look, I don't see this happening because I am so popular, and I won the Electoral College by a million, billion, trillion votes. So tell me, what's it like to be impeached?
Well, I never got impeached. As you know, I resigned. But it wasn't so bad. I had lots of time to walk on the beach in a suit. Think about it, Donald. You could golf all the time. Good luck.
I really got to get more sleep. Or maybe just get out of Washington, D.C. Well, the White House is kind of a dump. It needs more class to appeal to Donald Trump. People now say I'm insane, 'cause when my work week ends, I jump on a plane. Now it's bugging you, say it's not right, but you can't tell Trump where he sleeps at night. When in D.C., I start to dread, I'm dreaming of a place I'd rather be instead. Wake me up in Mar-a-Lago, though it costs a lot, I just say YOLO. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago. Don't want to listen to folks asking why. Shake it up at Mar-a-Lago. Costs way more money than GAO knows. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago. You're financing each flight. On weekends we'll say bye. Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, First Lady Melania Trump.
Hello, darling.
Hello, trophy. Would you like to give a speech to the American people?
Oh, yes. I have an original speech written by me. I was born a poor black child in Chicago. 4 score and 7 years ago, a date that will leave an infamy. Okay. I had a dream.
Okay.
That I could...
Okay. You're fired.
Well, thank you for voting for my husband, Barack Trump.
In Mar-a-Lago, I'll resume classified briefings in the dining room. Don't you like golf? You can watch me play.
I like New York. That's where I wanna stay. Don't wake me up before you go, go. I got a travel ban on Mar-a-Lago.
Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago. It is the winter White House for this guy.
Wake me up.
Now, I'd like to bring out another woman who's at least semi-important to me. Kellyanne Conway, ladies and gentlemen. Kellyanne. Melania, Kellyanne, I don't think there's anything that's going to stop my administration now.
Well, there is just one thing, Mr. President. He's up in the White House all night long, ranting and roaring like an orange King Kong.
All his enemies will feel the heat every time the Donald goes
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Someone stop him.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Can't we block him?
Tweet, tweedledee.
Watch out for Donald, cause he's really on a tear tonight.
Here we go. I've been accused of leaking secrets. Fake news. If I were going to leak anything secret, it would be something great like our nuclear launch codes. Hashtag IB68KX5.
Tweet, tweet.
Everyone should boycott Nordstrom's. They were mean to Ivanka, and they wouldn't let Kellyanne return this outfit after the inauguration. Sad.
Tweet, tweet.
Millions of women marched after my inauguration. One day in office, and I already got more middle-aged women up off the couch than Michelle's Get Up and Move campaign did in 8 years.
Tweet, tweet. He pounds his opponents, pundits, and press, calling them
pathetic. You're a loser, a mess.
This one is crooked, that one cray-cray. 140 characters can go a long way. There's a crisis.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
With his devices.
Tweet.
Maybe Melania can make everything come out all right. If I could start my cyberbullying campaign tonight.
Delete. Delete, 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 delete.
Good evening. I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, here tonight to welcome myself. As you probably heard, Russian hackers have been accused of planting fake news stories. Okay, maybe some are rubbish, but I know some of them are true because Mr. Trump has been CCing me on all of his top secret national security briefings. And as you know, recently I have been major pain in tuchus. I know things are bad, because I tried to travel to a nearby Eastern European country. I went through customs. They asked my name. I said, Vladimir Putin. They said, occupation. And I said, no, no, just visiting.
See? I'm a fun guy.
Yes, yes. And as you may recall, your former Secretary of State, John Kerry, was very upset with me. He wanted to meet with me. However, I explained to him I could not make it because I got Snowden. Oh, 2 for 2! Yes! Now, as you also know, your current Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, had some harsh words for me. This has been a low point in our relationship. I may even have to reconsider whether I will serve on Mr. Trump's re-election campaign. But I digest. Now I hear that American politicians are very fond of song and dance, so I will now bring you great Russian tune performed by me, Vladimir Putin. My name's Vlad. When I get mad and when there's pain, like in Ukraine, I send warships. Putin on a blitz. Russian force, I must assert, do not make me take off my shirt. You say tisk tisk, woo! Putin is a risk. Though US makes threats, I just don't see ya coming all the way to help Crimea. Wouldn't wanna be ya. Every plan to stop this threat makes me jump up and scream yet when Cold War hits. I give your country fits. We are matching wits. Putin never quits, 'cause I'm putting on a blitz. Ha! And now, I have a message for you, Mr. Trump and his associates. They should help me get better reception. Every click you make, each sick day you fake, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, I'll be watching you. Because your password's lame, your mother's maiden name, really? I will never fail to see your email, I'll be watching you. No need to be Facebook friends with me. I can quickly get the name of your first pet. Spied on Hillary and the DNC, and we told those sneaks down at WikiLeaks everything we knew. Here in Moscow there aren't too many laws. You're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I looked into the bromance between you guys. I feel so bad that I know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know where you've been. I know every sin. And considering that I've been listening, you should change your pin.
Hello, I'm Senator Claire McCaskill. And as you may know, with the recent firing of James Comey, there's been renewed discussion about Russian involvement in our recent election. Now, I served for over 10 years, along with former Senator and current Attorney General Jeff Sessions, on the Armed Services Committee. And I see no reason why a Russian ambassador would want to meet with members of my committee. That's what those losers on the Foreign Relations Committee are for. In any case, we need to get to the bottom of all this. So please welcome Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Why, I do declare. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions has far better things to do than to waste time with all this fiddly-dee. I thought getting rid of Comey would make all of this evaporate like a sarsaparilla tea on a hot Alabama day. Such blatant partisan attacks have given me the vapors. Someone fetch me a fainting couch and a refreshing iced tea.
Here's a question, Mr. Sessions. Raise your hand and tell us, please. Though we've not seen repercussions, it appears from our discussions that you did meet with the Russians. You said that wasn't true, but we found communication between Russia and you. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. La 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 la. Here's a question, Claire McCaskill. How about you tell us, please? Just because Democrats keep losing, are you blaming Russian schmoozing? Because I find it amusing that you met with Russians, too. You say you forgot, but tweeted.
Audience, here's what you should do. You sing lie, lie, lie if you think we've got no clue. Here we go. Lie, lie, lie.
Oh.
Lie, 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 lie.
Shut up.
Lie, 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 lie.
Please. Can't we forget the Russians yet? I would say, niet.
Hi there. Former President Bill Clinton here. You know, everybody still always asks me what I know about this Hillary email scandal or non-scandal or whatever the hell it was, and I don't know anything. I don't even have Hillary's email address. I never asked her for it because I was too afraid she'd ask me for mine. You know, Hillary was truly a wonderful Secretary of State, and when she was doing that job, she was gone for long periods of time, far, far away from home. And when she left that post, I will tell you, I don't think there was anyone sorrier than I was. But then she ran for president, and she was gone for long periods of time. I was happy again. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you. Now, due to a last-minute October surprise, I did not win the election, which is a pain since I had already moved my stuff into the White House. Well, you know, in hindsight, I should have visited the Rust Belt states more often, and let's face it, it was a mistake not to make one campaign stop in Moscow. But seriously, America, another white, rich guy instead of a woman? Do you know the last 44 and a half presidents have all been white men? At first, I was amazed. I was stupefied. Kept thinking I can never live if once again denied. So I showed my poison smarts out there on the campaign trail. One small detail, I wasn't blessed with being male. So now Trump's in. What a disgrace. Though I got 3 million more votes than him in the White House race. For 8 years I waited my turn to finally be named your queen. But my firewall of states fell to that talking tangerine. Do you think I go say that I'm done? And I'll pimp slap the next person who said Bernie would have won. My ambition's still alive. You know that I am in too deep. And when Chelsea wins in 2020, she will name me as her VP. And on that day, I'll make the case that collusion with the Russians helped my Chelsea win the race. With the White House in my reach, my own daughter I'll impeach. I will survive. I will survive.
Senator Elizabeth Warren. And as a former professor, I'm very concerned about the state of education in our country. We progressives need to get our message out. Why, just last week, I had to sternly lecture an entire classroom of students who were completely unversed in the history of the women's rights struggle. Was I too hard on first graders? I think not. Now, there are some people, and just for the sake of argument, I will refer to them as idiots. And they believe in a more traditional curriculum, but they would be wrong. So I would like to begin tonight's lecture by telling every joke which feminists find funny. Would you like to hear them again? And now I would like to read to you from my new book, Angry Progressive Nursery Rhymes. Now, we don't call them Mother Goose. We call them Unappreciated Primary Caregiver Goose. You may laugh. This is how I got tenure. Georgie Porgy, Puddin' and Pie, he kissed a girl, and not too shyly. But he didn't fear, he knew in a year, he'd be hired as the next Bill O'Reilly. Nursery rhyme number two. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, gave local officials angina. Police soon appeared, and one thing was clear, they would have to leave North Carolina. And finally, little Bo Peep had lost her speech. Mitch McConnell said she had talked plenty. So she's silenced for now, but she's taken a vow that she's running in 2020.
If it weren't scary, you would have to laugh to see Steve Bannon join the White House staff. She headed Breitbart News, and you'll agree, he might just be the whitest guy the world has ever seen. I'm Steve Bannon. Know with whom you're dealing. I was happy keeping that glass ceiling. Now the followers of me don't drink Kool-Aid, only tea. And Trump has brought me in so that I might give power to the loonies of the right. We prefer our ice hockey team with no left wing. We should not let left-handers pitch a game. Have you read all the news I've sent to you? If it's seen on the internet, it's true. Trump's appeal is that he is quite orange. I just realized nothing rhymes with orange. And now Donald's ticked at me, so I'm off the NSC. But worse than that, his latest policy, he wants to build a wall surrounding me.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama. Thank you. And now first, Welcome back to this Capitol Steps radio show. As you know, the Senate went with the nuclear option and confirmed Neil Gorsuch as a Supreme Court justice. So now, of course, one of the issues that concerns Democrats is the future of the court. I appointed Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, two of the youngest members of the court, but it was of great concern to many Democrats that the other two liberal justices were getting pretty old. So now there is a concern that these justices will stay on the job longer than they should. But don't believe this. They are as spry as ever. And to prove it, the four liberal members of the Supreme Court have formed a fantastic singing group. You've all heard of the Supremes. This ain't them. Please welcome the disco stylings of Justices Sotomayor, Breyer, Ginsburg, and Kagan.
Well, we're a little concerned to tell the truth about the health of Steve and Ruth.
Getting old.
So few friends.
Our legal briefs are now depends.
Are they all right? Are they ill? Don't give Trump more seats to fill. If the court starts to sway, even atheists will pray.
Long as he is drooling, Justice Breyer can keep ruling. Gotta keep
him alive. Keep him alive.
Older than you're thinking, Ruth, babysat Abe Lincoln. Gotta
keep him alive. Keep him alive.
Ow!
Oh, boy.
Keep him alive.
Look, I'm doing all right. Especially now that I have this expensive new hearing aid.
Well, what kind is it?
Oh, about 8 o'clock, why?
Well, you can say she's a youthful 83, but Ruth has bras as old as me.
Is Breyer older than he seems? His pacemaker runs on steam.
Well, I'm all right, doing great, with my grapefruit-sized prostate.
As for me, I feel fine. After 3 bottles of wine.
Conservatives will fight them, and the thing we'll do to spite them is they're
staying alive.
They're moving like a tortoise. Yeah, it might be rigor mortis, but they're
staying alive.
Achoo! I think I just broke my habeas corpus.
As you know, one of the regrets that I've had from my presidency is not bringing peace to the Middle East. So, look, let me make myself perfectly clear. That whole situation always made me very angry. I'm sorry for that outburst. So, of course, right now I'm thinking about my legacy. So I thought that it would be interesting to speak with somebody who was exactly where I am just 8 years ago. So, please welcome former President George W. Bush.
Well, I tell you, I spent the last 8 years being not president, just chilling. I've been down in Texas, just chilling. Yeah. Been using my time for refraction. Just a man alone with his thought. My main thought has been about Texas, actually. I have this idea. It's based on that whole Brexit thing. I call mine Texit. Because I think Texas should secede. It's important in life to secede. Oh, hey, while I've got you, can you answer a question for me? The other day I was reading, I know, right? And the article was talking about the Supreme Court and the ruling that they made on the people who have the marriage with the same sex. That was good news, right, for the gays and the lesbians in the BLT community? That looks like his yes face. So what do you want to talk about? Legacy stuff? Middle East? Oh, yeah, you bombed Syria, and then Trump bombed Syria. What do you guys have against that little voice in everybody's iPhones?
Well, as enlightening as that was, these issues belong to this current administration. It's out of my hands, and a lot of people are upset about it. As a matter of fact, I've even heard people say, "Ain't no sunshine now I'm gone. Things look bleaker every day. Every week Trump's pushing through a new order, maybe two, those tiny hymns just signing away.
Had a fun time since I'm gone. Do you paint? I'll show you how. But when I left, I'm sure you know, my approval ratings were low, but I'm looking real good now.
And no, no, oh 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 no.
Oh, you go ahead. That's fine.
Oh, no, 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 oh, no.
Your legacy won't do too well.
But folks really miss Michelle. Bet you wish that I was back. Cause we all need Prozac.
Obama's time is through.
It's strange, but yes, it's true. Orange is the new beret. Now, there's something else that's on my mind, and to help me express it, I'd like to invite back out here Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders so that I can congratulate them. For coming together for the sake of the party.
Well, thank you, Barack and Senator. I have to applaud you. You ran a heck of a campaign.
Thank you, Secretary Clinton. I am proud that in a tough race, we never resorted to name-calling.
That is true. And the fact that a fossilized socialist Muppet such as yourself kept it so close makes me think that people were just so desperately searching for any alternative to me.
Well, you know what? I wasn't sick of hearing about the damn emails. I loved hearing about them. Bring it on!
Okay, listen, listen, let me... all right, okay, okay, listen. This is... frightening. Hillary, if you remember, you and I had to patch things up back in 2008. As a matter of fact, we even had our own song together. Come on, I know you remember.
Ebony
and ovaries join
together in perfect harmony, like a Russian Olympic athletes.
We've got chemistry.
Don't you know that he would stand beside you wherever you go?
For some reason, he attracts the young votes.
We'll take on Trump while that chump is in the White House.
Despite the outcome, and next to you, I look young.
Elderly and ovaries.
Well, the Senate still has a seat for me.
And I guess I'll go back to making great big speaking fees.
I am turning my Feel the Burn into a deal for me.
It will be the new slogan for the Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. And as you know, I was confirmed after a tie vote was broken by Mike Pence, the assistant president. Now, many so-called experts say that I am completely unqualified for the job. But these education experts are the same ones responsible for U.S. math and science scores ranking 25th out of 36 nations. And I think we can do better than just barely being in the top half. Now, many books have been written in opposition to my thoughts on privatizing education. Of course, I have not seen any of these opinions because they're in books. I assure you that I will be the very best Secretary of Education I can. Although, don't know much about history, I'll throw out biology. Don't know if our kids beat Ecuador's. Don't know if Jesus rode dinosaurs. But I do know this much is true. Give senators $100,000 or two, you could be in the Trump cabinet too.
Hello, I'm former Vice President Al Gore. And you may not know this, but last year was the hottest year in the history of ever. So I would like to remind you all that I told you this was going to happen. That is why, because President Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord, I now spend all of my time teaching the world new ways to combat global warming, especially Americans, because most Americans believe the best solution is to switch from Fahrenheit to Celsius. So I have been consulting with actual smart people on how to fix the problem, including expert astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mr. Vice President, very excited to be here. But yes, this is a big, big problem. As the oceans rise, Los Angeles could be under 5 feet of water. Do you have any idea what that means?
Tom Cruise would drown.
Yes. But also, Ann Coulter could thaw.
You know, I heard that. But it's no wonder the polar bears are disappearing. It looks like Al Gore ate them.
I hate you. We also have another expert, Nobel Prize winner, Bob Dylan.
Yeah,
my favorite story from the Bible too, Bob. Now we're gonna sing. There comes a time when you have to face the truth and find a way to make a deal.
'Cause the people claiming that climate change is fake also think pro wrestling is real.
Oh,
just tell them they use way too much CO2.
We warm the world. We warm the children. We have increased greenhouse emissions 18 parts per billion.
Warming is a hoax of liberal depravity.
It's caused by the hot air spewed from the GOP.
Well, the right wing claims that lots of doubt exists. But then they'll say, hey, we're not scientists.
It's hysteria. I think we need to chill.
Instead of me, she'd rather trust Punxsutawney Phil.
All right, everyone, sing along with Bob Dylan. That was perfect. We are the ones that make a better world for our grandchildren. With clean air and green fuel, that goal's not hard to get. And now it's time to leave here
in my private jet.
Donald Trump prevailed election day, with no idea how to run the USA. He'll let his new VP take on that chore.
Hello, is it Mike you're looking for? Now you know who Mike Pence is, and I helped my party win. I'm all you ever needed, and I look like Newt, but thin. I won't contradict the boss.
Keep your views upon the shelf.
I'll let the Donald contradict himself.
It seems that now you make a lot of sense. And if Trump is just kidding, we've got President Pence. We know you've been to Washington before.
Hello, I am killing it for sure, 'cause I know just what to say, and I say just what I should. I am loved by many Hoosiers, and I'm boring, which is good.
I am out here on my own, can we sing this song alone?
My wife's not here, please get a chaperone.
Good evening and welcome to CNN. I am Don Lemon.
And I'm Wolf Blitzer. Breaking news, Melania Trump has once again been caught plagiarizing. It seems the Lord's Prayer she recited at a recent rally was taken word for word from a book called The Bible. I hope I pronounced that publication correctly.
Now I am actually getting word that we're going to interrupt this coverage of what Donald Trump said and give you round-the-clock coverage of what Donald Trump did. We plan on repeating this process over the next 4 years. I am now being told that I do not have an earpiece.
And finally, we will address accusations that we are fairly unbalanced in our coverage of President Trump. Look, we're in last place, and this is not an alternative fact. We've got to do something.
Ratings going down, what do we do now?
Ratings going down, what do we do now?
Don't take it out on CNN. Just because we have a leftist spin. Our job is tough, it's true.
And faking news is hard to do.
Conservatives all like Fox News. Cause they lack progressives' high IQs.
We're condescending, that much is true.
That means that we talk down to you.
Trump says that faking news is all we do. Now I know some is true.
I've said again and again, the Russians hacked the vote, so let's dump Trump and put Ms. Clinton in.
With fake Trump news, we'd like to close. The Ringling Brothers have now stopped all shows.
But we'll blame Trump.
Based on what grounds?
His White House hired all their clowns.
I'm Enrique Peña Nieto, Presidente of Mexico. And as you probably know, I recently called off a visit with your president because of his plans to build a border wall. But I do like your country very much. America is just like Mexico, only you have a lot more Mexicans. But I too dream of immigrating to America to take the job of your president. And as you might expect, I will do twice the work for half the pay, eh? Now, the downside is that 17 of my cousins will live in the Oval Office. On the upside, the Rose Garden will look immaculate. Well, let me be very clear. I understand the Mexican people's need to get the hell out of Mexico. So it might surprise you to know that I am very excited about President Trump's plan to build a 12-foot-high wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. I am very excited because I recently opened a business that sells 13-foot ladders.
Hold on, you bad hombre. Hold on, bad, bad hombre. Okay, I know what's going on here. My administration is going to crack down on illegal immigration. Okay, my ancestors did not flee wherever they came from, back in the long, long time ago, just to come here and settle in a country that allows immigrants. Okay. I know all about your secret plan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your secret plan for Mexicans to own a part of Texas.
Okay, it's true, we're coming to buy up Walmart and Lexus.
Then Salma Hayek wants to buy all of our multiplexes.
Won't Bush be thrown the day I own his Crawford Ranch in Texas? And California we will own. Won't you please leave us alone?
You won't see a Congress voting your way.
They will if they want their nannies cheap and underpaid.
And now U.S. is overrun with illegal aliens.
Soon you'll see the citizens of Mexifornia, my new home. Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a visitor. It is my nephew, Juan. Yes! Juan, yes! Juan loves it here in America. Yes! Juan does not want to leave America. He loves all things American, like driving Toyotas and IKEA stores. And you better hope that Juan can stay here in America, because let's face it, you don't want to pay $500 for a salad.
Juan, we are in a thicket, because we like our food real cheap.
Juan,
if he doesn't pick it, a grape will cost more than a Jeep.
Please keep your masses of huddled and poor who yearn.
I can breathe free, which is good, given what I earn.
One thing that we agree on when we build a border wall.
Builders in U.S. will cost a ton, son.
A cheap workforce I'll require.
Who will
Trump be forced to hire
guys like one.
It's me.
As we bring our Capital Steps radio show to a close, we'd just like to say that the past 6 months have been exhausting for comedians everywhere. Actually, I'm sure they've been exhausting for everyone everywhere. But because we've done a lot of jokes tonight about our country's politics, we're left with just one thought.
Oh, Canada, could we come live with you?
It's clear to us, America is screwed.
You all are nice, that much we do know.
And you've got Justin Trudeau.
We will sell our cars, oh Canada, and drive Zambonis to our shows.
Please let us come. We love Montreal. Oh, Canada, oh, let us join you all. Oh, Canada, oh, please don't build.
This Capital Steps radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, but thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Tracy Stevens, Nancy Dolliver, Jack Rose, Evan Casey, Corey Harris, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by the fabulous Dave Kane. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, John Simler, and Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called Orange is the New Barack, and it's available on capitalsteps.com. And it makes a great gift for people you don't care really much about. We're looking for friends on Facebook, but it's even better if we can see you in three dimensions. So if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Ronald Reagan Building. And we travel all over. It's all at capitalsteps.com. Thank you for listening!